Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Friday, October 15th in 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in India, where the Muslims are now outpacing Hindu populations. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's John DeVries says they formed a department to minister just exclusively to Muslims. DeVries says they found what other mission groups have already discovered, and that is India's Muslims are searching for the truth and respond quickly.
We're finding a tremendous openness among them, especially literacy for young women. And so in a couple of the cities, there's upwards of a couple thousand Muslim women engaged in this Bible content literacy program.
Next, California is known for its high cost of living. Unfortunately, because of that, many mission agencies headquartered there have had to move. Mission Aviation Fellowship is now headed for Boise, Idaho, after 60 years in Southern California. MAF's Kevin Swanson says the move is slated for the summer of 2005.
We are planning on letting that translate into increased ministry overseas. We've got opportunities overseas for new flight programs or expanding service in areas that we're already working. And freeing up funds on this end is, of course, going to allow us to do more ministry on the other end.
Finally, endurance, love, and the joy of Christ reaped a harvest in a small village of Hungary recently. A team with Operation Mobilization was warned about the unruly youth that they would be serving in their two-week outreach. The young people proved to be a handful as they disrupted teaching times with raucous behavior. But God's love won the hearts of two young women who committed their lives to Christ, and the OM team is praising God for his work despite the difficulties they faced. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.